by the secretary.
Yeah, okay. Did you heard about that business in Washington?
Yeah. I think that's something.
I got a sister who works up there, but she doesn't work. She works for a university. She doesn't work for that business. I hope she knows all me and I. Now, folks, a man who appeared on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be called an
actress.
Okay. Now, your nationality, anybody born in the United States is called an
American.
American? Okay. Talking about names for, they used to have special facilities up until a couple of years ago. Special facilities, you know, even riding the bus and things like that,
right.
for who? For the
colored people.
Okay. All right. Now, did folks have different names for that for them? You know, they used to call them what?
Negroes.
Right. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Negroes. Okay. Any you know, slang names, slang terms that you can remember? Like, you know, in Georgia, they used to call them gator bait. You know, they drag it through the swamps to that sort of thing. Old gator bait, any other?
I never was around too many of them when I was a boy growing up. They were a nigger settlement, not too awful far, 6 or 8 miles. But
yeah.
We never did work any of them, and I never worked around any of them. I worked with one for 11 years. Mm-hmm. Whenever I was moving the fence and on, I worked with one for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times while we would swap work, I would get him out here and help me if he need water pipe or something fixed. Well, I'd help him, but I've never had a second's trouble with him.
That's our grandparents used to work
on. But I never was around too. Never did work with, but this one particular one. Of course, I didn't service while there was a few, but very few.
Okay.
I never was around enough of them to hardly know.
Okay. Well, would you use the word nigger usually, or would folks you know, around you use it a lot? Or?
Oh yeah, that's no, that was the name then. But back them days was nigger.
Yeah, but folks now like to be called
black people.
Okay.
I don't think they even want to be called colored people, or that is the younger ones don't. The old ones, why, it doesn't make them that much difference.
Yeah.
In fact, I've even got in a predicament working with this one where something that wasn't done right, and I'd say with the other boys. In fact, been shot with there was four of us, and there was three of them that couldn't read or write.
Yeah.
Neither one of them could read or write. And if they wasn't doing something that I thought was right, I'd tell them before I'd even think myself, let's don't nigger it up now. Let's do it right. If it ain't worth doing right, it ain't worth doing at all. And I'd say before I'd even think myself, let's don't nigger it up.
Okay. Never get mad at you, man?
No, he never get mad at us. He wanted him. He laughed. He don't like the way them younger ones are doing. Oh, he rides all the time the way they do. So it's ruining the world, Mr. Lee. Now you tell you a minute.
But you and I, we're called
white,
okay. Any names we talked about Pepperwood. Any other names that folks had for people when they were, you know,
when they were old?
Yeah, derogatory names folks had for white.
Oh, they might say he's overbearing, or.
Well, no, just to, you know, to any words that black folks would use towards white people, or white people would use to other white people.
No, I know of.
No, Pepperwood, or. What about somebody who lived back in the woods somewhere and never came into town? When he ever came into town, he was always conspicuous, you know, he was just a, well, he's just an old.
Hermit, or?
Tramp.
Tramp. If he didn't dress decent or neat.
Yeah.
But you couldn't always go by that if what a man had. But years ago, well, you couldn't go by how a man dressed.
Yeah.
I was working for a fella that's still in business in Leesville.
Uh-huh.
And there was an old fella walked up there and had on a pair of overalls and a blue denim shirt, just like we was talking about yesterday. Had on a pair of blue overalls and a blue denim shirt and a jumper.
Yeah.
And he asked about the price of butane tank and stove and refrigerator and I don't know what all in the line of equipment or appliances. And just because he had on them blue overalls and a blue jumper and a blue denim shirt, well, they didn't figure he had the money to buy a nickel can of snuff, and they more or less smarted him off. And he said, well, if y'all worried about the money, and he just pulled out his billfold and showed them several